Today we're going to discuss an interesting topic. You got to see the Tosos and the other Achronim when it comes to the Bar Mitzvah year. So whether or not a person has to wait Me'es La'es and figure out the hour in which the child was born and 13 years from that hour, or no, the day, just even a moment into that day, the 13th year, so that the day already, that night, once the night sets in, so then he's already Bar Mitzvah. That was the question we discussed. But then I want to go into that discussion to discuss on the Bar Mitzvah day itself. There's a number of shahs that come up to the Bar Mitzvah boy. The big one is during when he's Birchas Hatorah, he says Birchas Torah in the morning, and he's only a katan at the time. And we know the way it works, Birchas Torah lasts from the learning in the morning through the night. But now that he's Bar Mitzvah at nighttime, he transitions into an obligation to bench on a Daraisa level. So does that child have to say a new Birchas Hatorah at nighttime? Does a Birchas Hatorah he said in the morning as a child, does it work for when he's a gadol? So that we'll discuss, we'll transition into that, along with a similar case of Bar Mitzvah during Sfiras Omer. When a boy is counting the first few days, and that becomes Bar Mitzvah, the 20th day of the Omer, can he continue to count? So let's first discuss this Tosfos and the Achronim, whether or not Bar Mitzvah requires Me'es La'es, or it requires simply just going into a day into the 13th year. So the Divrei Chamudos, in the Gemara in Nida, he picks up on this Tosfos that we saw in Rosh Hashanah Dav Yud, where the Tosfos was saying a very unassuming point, and describing different years of 9 years and 13 years, and he throws in that you need 13 years kidei lahashlim me'es la'es. You need 13 years in order to complete me'es la'es, in order to complete the hour in which the child was born. And he has a whole long discussion, which I said don't go through because it's very involved, but whether or not you really need me'es la'es or simply a few moments into the night. And the Shach comments on this Divrei Chamudos. And the Shach, I've mentioned this in the past, whenever the Shach takes a position, he, you know, it's not like he says there's a machlokas and then he holds this way. He always tries to say everyone holds like what I'm saying. Like even those tosafim which sound like meis leis, he said no. Tosafim certainly doesn't mean meis leis. He certainly means yom echad. So he takes tosafim and he reinterprets him to mean no. He doesn't mean meis leis. He means in terms of meis leis always means hours. Rather the shach interprets meis leis here to mean from days, meaning meis leis from the day the child was born, not from the hour the child was born, which is not the pashas of the way Meis La'es is used, but that's how Shach always, when he takes a position, everyone holds this way. In other words, he thinks even Tosfos holds, you don't require the 24 hours. The moment the 13th year begins at nighttime, he's a Bar Mitzvah. So that's the Shach versus the Divrei Chamudos. That's the basic machlokas. What point does a person become a Bar Mitzvah? And when the Mishnah Berurah records this halacha in Siman Nun Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah clearly states, all you need to do is Yud Gimel Shanim Shlemos, Meyom El Yom, from day to day, but you don't need to have the shows, you don't need to have the hours. So let's say my birthday is Vav Cheshvan, so the way it works is, the night, let's say it was a Monday, is Vav Cheshvan, so Sunday night, the moment Sunday night came, so then I was Bar Mitzvah at Vav Cheshvan. That's the Bar Mitzvah. You don't wait for, since I was born at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I don't need to wait Monday, 3 o'clock in the afternoon to become Bar Mitzvah. It was the moment the new day came, which is at nighttime. That's how the Mishnah Berurah paskens.
When you say the Yom HaChad, it's longer than the days, yeah?
No, it just means the day, the beginning of the day, Mikset Yom Kikulo. It doesn't mean the full.
The Yom HaChad is less than
that? Yeah, less than that. It means Mikset Yom Kikulo, exactly.
But so, it becomes the beginning of that 14th year, so it's not a complete 13 years, it's plus, because then it's into the next year.
Yeah, because that next day, just simply, you need to have completed, 12 full years, and now this is your 13th year. You have to have completed it. So what's considered completing? It's completing the hour in which you're from when you were born, or does it mean the day? As long as the day starts into the 13th year, so now I'm already a Bar Mitzvah boy. So that's the debate. So the Chuvas Maharshav has an interesting question, so he raises the question about Birchas HaTorah. A child, the day of his Bar Mitzvah, let's say he's going to be Bar Mitzvah Monday night. Monday night's Vav Cheshvan, let's say. So Sunday morning, he wakes up, he's not Bar Mitzvah yet, he's a Katan. He says Birchas HaTorah, and he's only at that point Chayiv on a Dirabanan level, so he recites Birchas HaTorah. And then nighttime, Sunday night, he becomes a Gadol, he becomes a Bar Mitzvah. Now he's obligated in Birchas HaTorah on a Daraisa level. So is he allowed to learn without saying Birchas HaTorah? Or no, now he's an obligation to say Birchas HaTorah, and it's also for him to learn until he recites a new Birchas HaTorah. So what he says is as follows. He says that he brings a raya here. We'll get more involved, but we'll learn together Imad and Muzmanim from Rav Sternbach, but he ends up saying there's a Sfex Feka here. While the child does not need to recite a Birchas HaTorah, he says, number one is, he says maybe he's not Bar Mitzvah until the next day. Meaning, let's say he knows he was born 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So when Sunday night comes, I'm not bar mitzvah yet. I'm not bar mitzvah until the next day at 3 o'clock, 3 p.m. So maybe me saying another bracha tonight would be a bracha levatala. And another sfekseke, he says, maybe really a person can be yotze from his brichas torah that he says in the morning should really work, even though he's a gadol, even though he's a chayv and a deraisa level. So those are the two sfekseke's. The Truas Marsham says that one should not say brichas torah at nighttime. Again, maybe the brichas torah as a child does work for when he's a gadol. And even if it doesn't work, we don't know exactly when he becomes a bar mitzvah boy. If it's nighttime or is it meisleis? And therefore he says, don't say a birchas haTorah. That's his response. So I want to go through now a lot of lumdus in the Rav Shirmach Sefer Moad Mizmanim. He breaks up in two pieces, but before doing so, he's a fascinating footnote here about the discussion whether you have to wait meisleis or simply the moment the next day begins. He quotes from the Ramah and many Gedolim, it's on your Marmakamos, that hold that you don't have to wait meisleis, like we saw from the Mishnah Berurah. The moment Sunday night kicks in, your tzeis comes, you're a bar mitzvah boy. But then he quotes from the Shiltos which was written by the Rav Achai Gaon, one of the early Gaonim. He writes in Parshas B'chuk Kosai, he says that you have to wait meisleis, like Tosus is in Rosh Hashanah. And he says, not only does the Shiltos say this, but the Netziv's comments, the Netziv has a few svarim. He has a sefer called the Hamak Davar, which is his commentary on Chumash. He has a Hamak Netziv, I think it's called, on the Sifri, one of the Majashim. He has a Hamak Sheil, he has some stuff on some of the Megillas. But he has Hamak Sheila, which is his commentary on the Sheiltos. And there the Hamak Sheila proves that the Sheiltos is right, that you have to wait Me'eshleis. And he says, not only is he right, but the Sheiltos was one of the Gaonim. The way it worked historically was there were Tanaim, there were Amoraim, there were Gaonim, and then there were Rishonim. And the language of the Shiltos of the Hamak Sheila, the Netziv, is that the Gaon, Rav Chai Gaon, is close to being Karov Lizman Hamoraim. He's close to an Amora. He's not a Rishon. He's like almost an Amora. And everything he says is almost like Divrei Kabbalah. It's part of the Sora. There's no challenging it. And he quotes a Chumash Adeshin, who also, Chumash Adeshin, one of the later Rishonim, who quotes a Shiltos in another context, that the Shiltos is like Divrei Kabbalah. There's no arguing with the Shiltos. So he says one should really be Choshesh for the Sheet of the Shiltos and have to wait Me'eshleis. And he brings down that some had the practice, apparently, that they would write when the child was born, and the time the child was born, they write apparently on the top of a certain Masechta and Shas, maybe whatever they're up to in Daf Yomi, who knows what it was. And then they wrote down that Ploni ben Ploni was born B'yom Ploni, B'sha Ploni. So you know, to refer back to it, to the Bar Mitzvah. At what point it becomes Bar Mitzvah? And this is very nogeh for so many halachas. And Rav Shirmach recommends one should really be choshesh for this. So that's it. My oldest son is getting bar mitzvah this coming Shvat. Yud Ches Shvat is bar mitzvah. So thank you. So you're all invited, I think. Actually, I have no idea what we're doing. We don't know who's invited, but we're doing. Okay, you got it. You're in. So Sunday, Sunday is the bar mitzvah, Boba Yom. So we're going to do something Matzah Shabbos as the Boba Yom, because that's when he becomes bar mitzvah. But in light of this, my son was born on an Erev Shabbos at 3 o'clock or so in the afternoon. So he's not really bar mitzvah until Sunday 3 o'clock, according to this Me'esh Leis. Which would also mean that he shouldn't wear tefillin, really. You're not yotzei the mitzvah deraisa until 3 o'clock in the afternoon either. Now, there's nothing wrong with wearing tefillin that day, because many wear it beforehand for a few weeks or a month or a couple of days. El tzchinach. But according to this, you'd have to wait till 3 o'clock p.m. The Boba Yom celebration wouldn't be relevant until later in the afternoon. So Rav Shirmach suggests that one be machmir for this particular din. But that's interesting. I don't think this is the common practice. I don't think so. But that's the discussion, Me'eshleis versus the Tzeis HaKochavim. But let's now go back to the other discussion. You know, one of the most popular discussions, shetels at a bar mitzvah, is either what the question is, Birchas HaTorah. Do you have to say a new Birchas HaTorah at nighttime? Or if it takes place during Sfira, they talk about whether or not the child can continue to counting Birchas Sfiras Omer when he becomes bar mitzvah in the middle. So let's first discuss Birchas Sfiras Omer, and then we'll go to Birchas HaTorah.
Yeah, sorry, maybe you mentioned this. What's the Makor for bar mitzvah?
Meisleis?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a Tosos on the Marmar Komos. Oh, okay. That Tosos said, Yud Gimel Shadim, Meisleis. It sounds like, which is always 24 hours from the hour he was born. And we said the Shach said he doesn't really mean from the hour. He meant the day, not the hour. So that's where it all comes from. So now we're plugging it into Halach Lamaisa, how do we paskin? So Rav Shirmach, he does acknowledge that there are those who are choshesh for the Meish Leis, but it doesn't seem to be the common practice. Maybe it's worthwhile. I suggested to my wife actually last night, maybe we should wait. It didn't go over, it should have upset me, but she didn't really buy it. So, okay, that happens often. You ask Rav Schechter, shyly says, I don't know, ask my wife. So, even though he knows the answer, he says, even though I think the answer is this way, my wife thinks otherwise. So that's sometimes how things work. So so let's discuss first this concept of a child is bar mitzvah, let's say, the 20th day of Sfiras Omer. So he starts counting the first 20 days. He's chinuch, he should be counting. He says a bracha. And now he transitions. Now he's a bar mitzvah boy. The 20th day, he's a bar mitzvah boy. Can he, should he, continue to count Sfiras Omer? So, this has to be on the assumption. There are many assumptions. It becomes an interesting discussion because there's so many chakiris along the way. But there's a machlokas we know whether Sfiras Omer is one long mitzvah, one big mitzvah, or it's 49 separate mitzvahs. And the nafkamin is, if a person misses one day, can he count with the bracha the next day? We assume that Sfiras Omer is one big bracha, it's all one mitzvah, all or nothing. If you miss one night, then you can't catch up. So you have to be, as we know, if you miss a full 24 hours of counting with the bracha, the next day you could continue to count, but you just can't say a bracha anymore. So now with that assumption, what would you say that the child becomes bar mitzvah in the 20th day of the Omer, should he continue to count with the bracha at that point? He hasn't missed any nights. What do you think about that?
Probably cannot.
Why not?
Let's say, would it be able to be motzi you in a bracha before?
No, katan cannot be motzi.
Why? Because he's not baal chiyuv, no? He doesn't have a chiyuv.
Okay, so you're saying since he has no chiyuv, and therefore he's chayiv on a derabban level, you're saying, or... So the first 20 days is chayv on a derban level.
I'm almost doing it like for chinuch, no?
Okay, doing for chinuch, okay.
No?
And then there,
And therefore now it's a whole new mahus of doing the mitzvah, so it's as though he didn't count before.
Ah, okay, so let's take that approach. Well, before that, actually, let's do a different question. Is Sfiras Omer deraisa derabanan? Deraisa. Bismanazeh?
Machlokas.
So who holds bismanazeh? It's a deraisa, anyone know? The Rambam. Rambam holds that bismanazeh it's deraisa. I won't go and get involved in the whole shikha right now, but he holds it's a deraisa. Typically, the understanding is the more you think sphira is connected to karbanos, so then bismanazeh there are no karbanos, and therefore sphira would only be midirbanim. If you understand sphira's omer to be independent of the karbanos, it's just counting from Pesach to Shavuos, regardless of the karbanos, it would be deraisa. The Rambam's shita is not so clear, because he does connect it to Karbanos, yet he still thinks it's Chayiv Midaraisa, but that's for another discussion. So if it's Daraisa, so then it becomes, David Smai's point is correct, that the first 20 days, as a Katan, he's counting only because of Chinuch, which is only Midarabanan. Now he's transitioning, he's Bar Mitzvot, he has to count on a Daraisa level. Those are two different types of, levels of the mitzvah, and you can't fuse the two together. That's what Rosh Shemach first writes.
But it might be a mitzvah every day to make the bracha on a Daraisa level.
Right.
So then it's
right. Yeah. So the great point. If you assume that every day is a separate mitzvah and a separate bracha, then you're right. He should be able to count. But we assume, by virtue of the fact that if a person misses a full 24 hours, he doesn't count the next day with the bracha. We clearly assume that's all one big bracha. Has to all be connected. So if the first half is a chiv midirbanan al tzchinach, and the second half is al midiraisa, then the two are already. There's a difference. You can't. That's not one mitzvah anymore. It's two different ones, and he should not count with a bracha after that point.
Are we able to say that it's all about your call time period of being in time in the deraisa level? So, meaning because he's coming in on the 20th day, his time period of counting is only going to be 29 days.
And then therefore?
Therefore, he can start making the bracha on the day he becomes our mitzvah because his time period of counting. His time period of counting to Shavuos is 29 days.
It would, because the deraisa, the mitzvah of Sfira, it's not subjective. It's right. It has to be the full 50 or 49, 50 days, has to be the full amount. You can't pick, for me, this year it's 29 days. It wouldn't work that way. But let's say, assume for a second, and this is where David's point comes in, let's say we assume that Bizman Azeh, Sfiras Omer is only a mitzvah midirbanon. There are no karbanos, and the idea to count Sfira is only a dirbanon, so then it would sound maybe it would be a little bit more transitional, that the first half he's chayiv mid derbanan because of chinuch, and now even though he's a bar mitzvah boy, he's also only chayiv on a derbanan level because bizman hazeh there are no karbanos. So that's, I think, David's point. The whole mahus of the mitzvah changes. Granted, they're both derbanan, but the first 20 days he was only saying sphere because of chinuch. And the second half he's saying because there's a chiyuv midrabanan on him. So let's fine tune that a little bit. The mitzvah of chinuch, who's the obligation of chinuch on? Father. Everybody hold that way?
Obviously not.
Obviously not. So otherwise the chiyuv is on the child. But there's a machlokas between the Rashi and Tosos and Brachos and many, many places that is an obligation on the child that really midraisa, the chiyuv is when a person's 13, I'm chayiv in a mitzvah. And the Chacham said, let's take that age and make it when he's, let's say, 10. But the chiyuv is still on me, on the gavra. Or do we say, no, I'm never chayiv in a mitzvah as a child. My father has an obligation to make sure I do things. It's not my chiyuv, it's his chiyuv of chinuch. I'm just the object, but it's really his obligation, not mine. So if you assume that chinuch is really on the father, it means the first 20 days as a child, I wasn't chayiv in the mitzvah. Forget it being derbanan. It wasn't my chiyuv even. And it only kicks in the last 29 days. So that certainly, you would assume that I'm not chayiv to continue to count the bracha. Because the whole mahos, like David was saying, chinuch is on the father. Now the chiyuv as a bar mitzvah boy is on me. Those are very, very different types of chiyuvim. In which case, you cannot view them all as one entire unit. But then the Rav Shibrach says something very interesting. Who said, what point does the mitzvah of chinuch end? What age is chinuch end?
Dead.
20. Ever? 20? When you're dead? Okay.
Doesn't end, mine hasn't ended.
Mine has ended, okay. So it could be some parents, or it could be some children need the dependence, some parents can't let loose, can't let go. It could be depending on the relationship, but what Rav Shimrach says, chinuch doesn't end. He says, even if you want to say that the obligation for me as a child, initially when I was a child was on my father, and now that I'm a bar mitzvah boy, it's on me, that might be fine, but there's still an obligation. My father still has to mechanech me even when I'm older. So that chiv of the father doesn't really change. And he brings a proof. He says that a few name of the katan ain't a love shum chiv, even though a child has no personal chiv. It's rak oviv mitzuva l'chanech. The father needs to mechanech him. He says he could still count when he's a bar mitzvah boy because the ikr chiv of chinuch leben, it's from chanech lenar al pi darko, to train a child along his way. This pasuk is not only referring to a child, it's also referring to an adult. How do we know? Because the Gemara in Kedushin tells us that one of the things, the obligations of a father to a child, is to ensure that a child gets married. That's one of the obligations, the mitzvah ha'av al-ben. What age does a child get married? 18, right? 18, 20, 22, 24, different ages. Those are all well above the age of 13. So that point shouldn't be the obligation of the father anymore. And yet we still see the father has the obligation to ensure the child gets married. So there is some level of chinuch even for an adult child. So he says here as well, okay, granted the bar mitzvah boy now gets another chiv that he's personally obligated now that he's bar mitzvah, but the obligation mitzvah the father still exists. So the father says, you know, son, I know you're bar mitzvah, but still continue to count with the bracha. I have to make sure you're doing this. Maybe from your perspective, you could say, no, I know, I learned the Rosh Shtermach, and it's a new chiyuv for me, I wasn't chai before. Maybe from the child's perspective, he could claim innocence, he could claim exemption, but from the father's perspective, the father's mitzvah chinuch still lasts the few days afterwards and a few years afterwards, and therefore he felt that the child should continue to count. You imagine that? A bar mitzvah boy, he counts when he's not bar mitzvah, he starts counting bar mitzvah. He's now bar mitzvah. Now that first night, he doesn't count with the bracha anymore. It's just an odd thing. And just because it's an odd thing doesn't mean we wouldn't do it. But it's so odd. And therefore, Rosh Shimrach says that the svar makes sense, that the child certainly should continue to count with the bracha. Now let's talk about the other big question, again, the big pshato topic, whether or not the child who becomes bar mitzvah has to say a new brichas Torah at night time. So again, that's just a walk through. Let's say the bar mitzvah is Sunday night. So Sunday morning, the boy wakes up. Hopefully he says Birchas HaShachar and Birchas HaTorah. At that point, he's only a child. He's not bar mitzvah yet. And we know that Birchas HaTorah lasts through the entire day and through the night until a person goes to sleep. The next morning, he says a new Birchas HaTorah. So, Tos asks the question, how come there's no Hesach Hadas in between? Right? When it comes to the Leishev HaSukkah, I go into the Sukkah, I say Bracha, I go out, I come back later, I say another Leishev. Why is there no Birchas HaTorah each time I sit down to learn again? So we're not all learning all day long. He says, well, what's his answer, yeah?
Yisker.
I'm not familiar. All right. Okay, so yeah, either way, so Tos writes to you, Yoshev Matzapa. You're sitting in the work, but you're waiting, when's the next chance I'm going to hop a few moments to learn? So you're always thinking of Limud HaTorah. And others say the Taz seems to say this is a beautiful berditchever on this. Kedusha Levi writes that it's not that you're just waiting. It's not that you're waiting to accomplish the learning. It's actually, there's a steer in the Gemaras, but what's the first question we're going to be asked when we go to Bezin Shemala? Is the first question, Kavata Itim Torah, were you Kovei Itim? Or is the first question, Nasata Bemuna, were you involved in the business Bemuna? Which is the most? Which question we're getting asked first? Were we involved in the business first, Bemuna, in an honest way? Or were we asked questions about, were you Kovei Itim? The Bittit Shiver says it's the same exact question. When a person goes to work, and he's honest in business, he goes to work and he says brachas properly, he goes to business and he makes a kiddush Hashem, all that, that's a kiyum of kavat itim Torah. They're fusing the two together. There's no question. It's not about when you can learn next. That itself is, the Torah is meant to be implemented in reality. So therefore, it's all one and the same question. If you're kovei itim Torah, that translates to be you being involved in business, be'emunah. So either way, there's no new birchas Torah until the next morning, not at nighttime. But now this boy just became bar mitzvah. Sunday night, he's now a bar mitzvah boy. He's chayav mideraisa. That means the mitzvah of birchas haTorah is a deraisa level. So shouldn't he have to now recite a new birchas haTorah? So I'll tell you a chiddush of the Brisker Rav, and I'll let you, Rav Chaim rather, and then you'll tell me your suggestions. Rav Chaim was actually makbid on the following din. Rav Chaim Mibrisk said that he was makbid the bar mitzvah boy say davin shema, davin marv at tzeis hakochavim immediately. And have in mind during the bracha of Abbas Olam, because that he should be yotzi the mitzvah birchas haTorah, because the Gemara in brachas talks about Ava Rab in the morning. If a guy, let's say, wasn't sure if he said birchas haTorah or not, so then what you should do is Ava Rab, which talks very much about leaving the Torah. Have in mind that that will cover your mitzvah birchas haTorah, and then learn afterwards if you can. Learn this way; it serves as a birchas haTorah. So in the same. The same lines of Chaim Brisked, at nighttime the bracha of Avos Olam also talks about learning. That could also serve as a birchas haTorah. So the moment you become bar mitzvah boy, say davin marv, have in mind kavanah this is your birchas haTorah, and then you yotzei al shitas. That's how we got around this. This I don't think is practice. Maybe may fathers tell bar mitzvah boys to do this. Could be maybe I'll tell my son if I remember this in a few months. You should davin marv right now and have in mind this is your birchas haTorah. Maybe if I'm such a machmir, maybe. But that, I don't think, is the prevalent understanding. Most do not do this, and also no one says a new birchas haTorah. So the question is, why is there no birchas haTorah? Any suggestions on this?
Because the bracha itself, it doesn't matter. The bracha is strong enough to pat you the whole day. It doesn't matter that it's not on a derisive level. The fact that you said a bracha, a birchas haTorah, goes for your Torah learning the whole day.
And why? What's the reason for that?
Suda, or he made a shahakal. I'm not sure if it's a good enough example. Right. Or benching, let's just say.
Well, okay, so benching could be interesting. Birchas haTorah is a birchas, it's deraisa. So that's why it's a shiloh.
So it's a benching.
So benching, if a person ate when he was, let's say, before tzeis, and now he's chayv afterwards, that would be taloi on whether or not benching, the machlokas chazanish and others, is benching based on being full, or is benching based on when you ate? So if I ate before tzeis, I'm only chai benching now, as a derabanan. If I'm still hungry, I'm still full rather, I'm still full after tzeis, so now I'm still chai if I'm benching because it goes based on zman of when I'm still full. So it might depend on that machlokas about being full or when the actual achila takes place. But yeah, good point. It's a very good point.
And could we also say that maybe because when you made a birchas haTorah in the morning, it was on a derabanan level, the morning, so could, maybe it goes until the next day. Yes, he bar mitzvah, but like so seves bracha.
But what's this, that's my opinion, but what's a svara for this? What would it, how would that work? What would the mechanics be that it should work when I'm a derabanan obligation that should serve to fulfill my deraisa obligation at night?
Just because you became bar mitzvah doesn't mean that now there's a new chiyuv, meaning the chiyuv is chal with the day, not necessarily with the person.
Ah, that's very interesting. Rav Shmuel doesn't suggest it, but that's pretty interesting. Maybe the chiyuv goes based on when that day started, what your status was when you started. You know, when you wake up, what's the chiyuv now? That doesn't change in the middle of the day. That could be a very interesting approach. The chiyuv is the onset of your day. So very, that could be. Very. He doesn't make that suggestion. I'll tell you what he suggests. Makes two suggestions. Number one is, even though a child, let's backtrack. A woman, women are pater from a mitzvah aseh she has man grama. Women are pater from, let's say, shaking lulav. They don't have to shake lulav. If they want to, they can. Now, there's another machlokas between Svardim and Ashkenazim, whether they can say a bracha on shaking in the lulav. Svardim, in the Simai home, I imagine his wife and daughters, if they do shake, they don't say a bracha. It would be usur for them to say a bracha, actually. And in all the Ashkenazi homes, my wife and my children, my girls, they do say a bracha because the Ashkenazim, Rama Paskin, you're allowed to say a bracha on the mitzvah saseh shehazman grama. Why? Why can the Ashkenazi women say bracha? They're pata for the mitzvah. Asher, kedushan mitzvah v'tzivanu, they were commanded. How are they allowed to say it? So the answer is because even though they're pata from the mitzvah, it doesn't mean they can't get a kiyum mitzvah deraisa. Right? There's certain certain mitzvahs that are obligatory. I have an obligation to wear tefillin every single day. I have an obligation to say Shema every single day. I don't have an obligation to shecht an animal. I can if I want. I don't have to. I don't have an obligation to wear dal kanfos. If I wear four corner garments, I need to put tzitzis on. I don't have an obligation to do so. But when I do so, I get a mitzvah. So there's certain cases that even though you're not obligated, you can still get a mitzvah. So when women do a mitzvah that they're not obligated to do, they still get a check mark. It's a mitzvah deraisa. There's a kiyum deraisa there. So along the same lines of Shemrach says, a child's not obligated to do a mitzvah on a deraisa level. But if he does do a mitzvah, does he fulfill a mitzvah deraisa? Yeah, he gets a mitzvah deraisa. When a child puts on tzitzis, does he get mitzvah deraisa? Of course he does. Does he have to? If he wears dal kanfos, does he have to? No. Does he have to fulfill any of the mitzvahs? He doesn't have to. But when he does do the mitzvah, he gets a full check mitzvah. So says Rav Shurmach, when the child says the bracha in the morning of Birchas Hadorah, granted he's not obligated to say so on a deraisa level, but when he does say the Birchas Hadorah, he has fulfilled a deraisa obligation, he has fulfilled a deraisa a mitzvah. And therefore, since he did get the bracha midraisa in the morning, that is able to carry over seamlessly to the night, because he got a check mark on a deraisa level. That's the suggestion of Rav Shurmach, one suggestion at least, why there is no repeat of a Birchas Hadorah.
Why does Svardim say no, and maybe that carries over?
Yeah, it's a good question. The Svardim say no because it's not so clear-cut that you could say, Sivanu, you're commanded if you weren't really commanded. So that's the basic understanding as to why not. So then you could question, maybe Svardim would not hold that they get a kiyum deraisa. That's a very, very, very important point. But then the other reason is about what's the nature. His second approach is why they don't say a new bracha is what's the nature of Birchas Hatorah? How do you classify the type of bracha Birchas Hatorah is?
Existing all the time.
Not in terms of the continuity, but the nature, the different types of brachas. For example, there's a Birchas Hanenin, there's a Birchas HaMitzvah, there's a Birchas Shevach VeHodah. Which category would you put the bracha of Birchas Hatorah? Birchas HaMitzvah. So Birchas HaMitzvah would mean that, before I do the mitzvah lulu, I need to say bracha first, over Lissi Yasson, before doing it, I say the bracha. That's certainly one approach. What would the other approach be? The nature of Birchas Hatorah? Not Nenin. But though it could be. There could be based maybe on the Avin Ezer's discussion in the famous Akadama. Yeah, to the Egli Tal, could be he has that approach. Very good, yep. But the other approach?
It's like a permission that you're allowed to do it.
That would be like Birchas Nenin. Even Birchas Mitzvah would be similar. The other approach would be Birchas Shevach. Birchas Shevach would be. This is what the Brisker Rav talks about, Birchas Shevach. What that means is that it's not about what I'm about to learn, to allow me to learn it, or before the mitzvah of learning. It's just praising the existence of the Chavsa Shel Torah. So he brings two nafkaminas to this. I think he writes it in Hilchas Chanukah, I don't remember exactly, but we discussed before that in the morning, if you want to rely on the brach of Avarabba to be Birchas Torah, you could rely on this. The Rishonim discuss, do you have to learn right afterwards or not to make it effective? If it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, I can't say the bracha of lulav now and not shake the lulav. There's no mitzvah there. I have to shake the lulav right afterwards. So then you have to learn right after the bracha of Avarabba. But if you assume that the bracha is Birchas HaShavach, I'm just praising the very existence of the Torah, the Chavsa Shel Torah, I don't need to learn. I'm saying the bracha, great, we have a Sefer Torah. We have the Torah we have to live by. That's just the Birchas HaShavach. I don't need to learn right afterwards. That's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina would be in terms of women, would they say the bracha? I think Svardim say the bracha, even women say the bracha, Birchas HaTorah. But why? They're not chayav to learn. Certainly women are pata from learning. They're Mefurish Gemara in the Kedushin. They're pata from Limud HaTorah. So why would they say Birchas HaTorah? It's Birchas HaShavach. The Brisker Rav said it must be Birchas HaShavach. They're just praising the Chavsa Shel Torah. Not that they're about to learn. Not that they're about to fulfill a mitzvah. They're saying a bracha that we have the Torah. That we live by the Torah. That's what the bracha is. In light of this approach that's a Birchas HaShavach, the Rav Shurmach says as follows. He says, "Nira de birchas haTorah yisoda birchas haShevach." Kedi alfinon, based on the Gemara, it says, "Ki shem Hashem ekra havu godel elokeinu." You're giving acknowledgement, greatness to Hashem. Im kein afilu neima de b'mitzvah shekayim katan b'katnusu. Even if you say that a mitzvah that a child performs when he's a katan, lo niftar kishehigdil, he won't be exempt when he's older. So another mitzvah, he had to repeat the mitzvah normally when he becomes an adult. It could come up, let's say, another example, Friday night Kiddush. If you say Kiddush when earlier, Tosef Shabbos, before Tzeis, he says Kiddush, and then Tzeis comes, and he's chayv on a deraisa level, maybe that type of mitzvah you have to repeat. But when it comes to Birchas HaTorah, he says, She Yisoda, the whole essence of Birchas HaTorah is Begeder Birchas HaShevach. So this is a Kiddush. Kaven Shekvar Shibach. So once you were Meshabeach Hashem in the morning, let me add something to what Daniel was saying. He was focusing on the Chiv in the morning. But here, Rav Shmuel says, since you're Meshabeach Hashem once in the day, so there's no need. Chaser Sibas Achiv. The source of the Chiv no longer exists. Koz Man Shalom Hisiach Daito B'Shenis Laila. When you're Meshabeach Hashem, that Shevach lasts the entire day. I don't have to say every single moment, thank you Hashem, thank you Hashem, thank you Hashem. I say once. Mo'ud Anil Fonecha. I say once in the morning. I should thank Him every single day. But as long as there's no break in that Shevach, as long as there's no sleep, there's no, it doesn't end. That Shevach goes from the morning all the way to night. So as Meshabeach Hashem, granted at the time, I was only Chai Medir Banan, but the Shevach was still there. It was still there, and that is able to continue until the nighttime as well. And that's the other approach. It's a bit of a Chiddush, but that's the other approach to Rav Shmuel as to why a Bar Mitzvah boy would not have to repeat Birchas HaTorah at nighttime. Okay, so let's stop here. And Mirtz Hashem, I guess next week, Leon will give Shir, and then I'll be the week afterwards.